Skyboat Media and Stephen Archer present The Mask of the Red Death by Edgar Allan Poe. Enhanced atmosphere and music by Stephen Archer. Foreword written and read by John Langan. Additional foreword written and read by Stephen Archer. Performed by Stefan Rudnicki. Including an interview featuring Stefan Rudnicki and Stephen Archer.
Illimitable Dominion, interpreting The Mask of the Red Death with Stephen Archer. For me, The Mask of the Red Death is the most enigmatic of Poe's stories. Of his poems, only The Conqueror Worm, another theatrically inflected piece, approaches it. Most of it is pure exposition, a description of the titular disease and its ghastly effects, followed by an extended tour of the fantastical abbey to which Prince Prospero retreats with his followers, there to party while the kingdom bleeds and dies. At the very end, the piece erupts in brief narrative with Poe's account of the revelers' final, fatal celebration. The story's abundant exposition is accompanied by little in the way of interpretation, so while the narrative offers us a host of details that seem as if they must be significant, it never settles on a meaning for any of them. For an example, take Prince Prospero, the irony of whose name is overwhelming, given the fate that befalls first his land and then himself and the other inmates of the abbey. Is he meant to suggest Shakespeare's Prospero, another noble exiled from his kingdom to a self-contained environment? The Tempest, recall, treats the interruption of this Prospero's isolation by forces from the outside world. Something analogous takes place in the story. Does Poe refract Shakespeare's late drama through the dark kaleidoscope of his particular sensibility? It's a tempting theory, one in which the story can be read as an abbreviated inversion of the play. Shakespeare's Prospero is forced from rule. Poe's prince essentially abandons his. Shakespeare's character commands supernatural creatures. Poe's protagonist is helpless before one. Shakespeare's Prospero returns to and rejoins the wider world. Poe's character is undone by an invasion from that same place. And were it not for the abbey, I might be able to settle on this interpretation as, if not definitive, then at least reasonable, the theatrical reference in its title another indication of Poe's strategy. But the building complicates my reading. Many of the details Poe supplies about it are suggestive. It is built from east to west, the daily path of the sun, which connects it to the passage of time. It consists of seven rooms, which calls to mind the 7 days of the week, extending the connection to matters temporal. Its rooms angle away from one another such that each is...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?